can leave your hand on.
Now, on yesterday's show, we spoke to consultant dermatologist, you'll remember, Gillian Murphy, and she was bemoaning the fact that nowadays very few people wear hats. I would say my father has been wearing a hat for as long as I can remember. It used to be a cap. Actually, then he went through a kind of baldy phase without the cap or anything like that, and now he wears a hat again. And my brother-in-law, actually, when I came to think of it, he wears a hat too. Anyway, she said it would be great way to help prevent skin cancer, because 90% of skin cancer is contracted on the head and neck. And she thought we should all get more hat happy. But I mentioned that if I was to wear a hat, I'd feel a bit ridiculous. I mean, I would find it very hard to wear a hat. I think now it would age me instantly if I was to wear a hat.
Not if you had the right one, Derek.
I don't know.
Are you talking style of hat?
Yeah, I just think it would.
Style of hat.
I never
can't
feel
say, like, what would you wear? Would you wear a baseball hat?
Jesus.
A top hat?
I think a mutton dressed as lamb.
I know.
A top hat. Yeah, coming into work.
The trilbies. You see all the cool young men around Dublin starting to wear those little trilbies, and they look very cool.
The clue is in what you said. Young. I'm 45. It's not young anymore. It's ancient. It was a veteran when you're in your 40s. You're a veteran.
You've got to find one that suits you.
You have to find one that suits you.
Now, there is the challenge for Ireland to open a hat shop that actually sells hats people want to buy.
Okay, we look into that because I'm sure somebody's going to be on the phone. Well, it wasn't a phone call. It was an email we received from John Slevin, and he said that he's a milliner from Malahide. He listened to yesterday's programme and found it very interesting because he often makes hats for people for medical reasons. He also claimed that he might be able to turn my head when it comes to hats. And John is here with me now. John, you're very welcome. Thank you for coming in. You're giving Brenda a card.
Why are you giving Brenda? Just to correct the spelling.
Shelvin.
What did I say?
Shevlin.
Shevlin. Well, I forgive you for changing your name mid-flow of the programme. Sorry about that. John Shevlin. My apologies.
Hi, Derek.
Anyway, so you've brought in a kind of variety of hats with you. By the way, not a hope in hell, because I've no interest in wearing a hat. And I notice you're not wearing a hat yourself. You just have a mad mop of hair on you, which is all spiky.
I came in with one this morning.
So come on, tell me.
Into the radio centre. Well, it was interesting yesterday. I heard about the programme from Gillian when Gillian was on, and she mentioned about cancer. And shortly after that,
come into the mic there.
I'm sorry. I got a text message from a customer of mine who has to wear a hat because he's a cancer victim, I suppose. He's been told medically he has to wear hats. Mm-hmm. And I've got several customers that have to wear hats because they're very prone to skin cancer. Even in Ireland, even in cloudy conditions here.
Yeah.
You know, some people are more sensitive than others. So from that, I just sent in the email in relation to that.
And you make the hats yourself?
But I design and make hats for both ladies and gents in felt and in straw. Our history goes back to 1960. My late father started a hat factory in Malahide. And at that time, we were making quite a lot of hats. And during the autumn winter period, we were probably producing up in 1,000 hats a week.
Wow.
So there.
So you must have had a lot of people working with you.
We had quite a few people, yes. And the wearing of hats changed, I think, really probably during the period of the Vatican decreed that women no longer had to wear hats going into church.
Yeah, would keep their heads covered.
Or keep their heads covered,
they,
exactly.
They not still wear the scarves, though?
No, they didn't have their heads covered at all with anything.
Okay.
And at the same time, I reckon there was the new phenomenon of perms and colour and so on in hair. So a lady in Pictor wasn't going to buy a hat and put it on her new hairdo, you know. Men are coming back to wearing hats, very much so, and I've noticed the trend. And I've shifted a lot towards men's hats. I'm actually making...
No, go back there a moment. You said that the Vatican decree, women no longer had to cover their heads. What's that got to do with men wearing hats?
Well...
Were you making all of the hats for women?
At that time, we were ladies' hat manufacturers.
Okay.
Mostly.
All right. But what stopped the men from wearing them? Where did all the caps go, the peaked caps?
The peaked caps and hats and trilbies, I just think that they just went out of fashion. That was it.
People just stopped wearing them.
Men in particular stopped wearing them. But certainly there's a trend back to men wearing hats now. And hats don't have to be, for me, a hat is something that you should be comfortable in and feel comfortable and wear any day you want.
Right.
Not necessarily for an occasion. It's quite practical. It's stylish to look at. There's an expression that hats turn heads, which is true.
Yeah.
You see somebody wearing a hat, a dapper gentleman wearing a hat, and people look. I know I've got a particular customer. He's an elderly gentleman. He's elderly. He's probably in his 80s. And he has come back to wearing hats again because he needs to, but also because he missed his old hat and there was nobody making hats in Ireland anymore. At least the kind of hats that I was making, which were practical hats that you can wear every day. Either you can still go to the races in one of these or you can wear it down the street.
Now, are you on your own now or do you still have a big workforce?
No.
So how many would you make a week now?
Oh, gosh. I couldn't put a figure on it because I work extremely long hours and I work very, very late.
Yeah.
We make to measure directly from Cowes Lane Designer Studio mm-hmm. in Essex Street West, which is Temple Bar. And I'm also part of a collective of designers there. But I also have hats now back again in Arnott's, both in the ladies and men's department.
How much does a hat cost?
It varies. They start probably around €75
yeah.
for a wool felt hat. Then you go into a wool mix, which is a mixture. It's a heavier grade of felt, which would be €85. Basically, I also would do more expensive hats at €125 and €145.
Yeah.
But hats made to measure will be the same price as hats off the rack. I don't charge extra.
And who's buying them? I mean, because I think when I think of hats, I think of just men at a certain age wear hats.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. I mean, Michael Jackson always wore a hat as a pop star. A lot of the pop stars wear hats.
Yeah, but he also wore a veil over his face. Oh, well, now, come on.
Yes. But I mean, Pete Doherty, he's always seen with a hat. Madonna, all the pop stars are wearing hats.
Even your own Joe Duffy wears a hat.
It does.
Didn't Fergus, didn't you go out and meet Joe Duffy? Will we have a listen?
Why do you wear a hat, Joe?
To stay warm, I would never, ever, ever leave the house without a hat. I would travel back. If I was in the car and I discovered 15 minutes later I have no hat, I would go home. I could be naked from the neck down, Fergus, but if I have no hat, I will go back. I will buy a hat. I went to a Dean Friedman concert at the weekend. You remember Dean Friedman? What are you saying? How the hell can you say what you just said? Shut the door, come to bed. I went in with my trilby on, as I normally do. I was up at the counter. It was only 50 people. And that was a full house, but it was 50 people. And he said, I'm selling hats.
Gosh.
But he wasn't selling Dean Friedman hats. He was selling a hat invented by his sister in the States, right? It's a baseball cap, right? But it has two lights inside the peak of the baseball cap. Came out Grafton Street 11:30 last Saturday night, turned on the light and went around Grafton Street looking in cubbyholes, corners. Brilliant, brilliant invention. I must have 100 hats at this stage. Caps, baseball hats, Dublin Fire Brigade hats, Dublin Fire Brigade helmets and trilbies.
And would you wear all those ones in public?
Yeah, so one of the reasons I have to wear them in public is I don't want to be upsetting children to see my see my face.
Yeah, and the Dean Friedman one you wore in Grafton Street, did you not get any funny looks?
Yeah, from my wife, right, and abuse. I just thought it was a fantastic little invention. I have a whole collection of hats. I'd say I have 100 of them at this stage.
And you'd regard them as quite fashionable?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, the trilby is, I think, I wish more people would wear trilbies. And by the way, I want, on the record, I was wearing a trilby before Mad Men ever came on television.
I was going to ask you...
Before Mad Men, before John Hamm ever put on a trilby.
I was going to ask you, what age were you when you started wearing hats?
I'd say it was about 3 or 4 weeks, a knitted hat or whatever.
But you must have went through a stage in your youth where hats were not de rigueur, so you didn't wear them.
I've had a monkey hat for years. Do you remember
What's a monkey hat?
A knitted woolen hat with a rim. The monkeys used to wear them. Davy Jones, God rest him, used to wear it with a little bobble on top. I had a brown monkey hat, which I wore religiously every day to school. And again, would not lose it. Remember, 70% of your body heat goes out through your head.
Well, I think that fact is disputed. But the monkey hat you're talking about sounds like the type of hat that any sane child would refuse to wear to school. And how come it was so easy to get you to wear the hat?
Because my great teacher in the primary school in De La Salle in Ballyfermot said, Joe Duffy, you are the most curious boys in this class. Now, looking back on it, I don't think he meant inquisitive. I think he meant eccentric because I always wore a hat. I would never, ever, ever go anywhere without a hat.
For I'm the type of boy who is always on the road.
And if I had my way, I would wear a greasy nightcap in bed.
Wherever I lay my hat.
That's my home. Oh, I still can't say. Anyway, that was Joe talking about his hats, and John has given me a selection of hats. Now, apparently you can tell the size of my head at 100 paces.
Well, 50 paces.
Medium, large, extra large.
Very large.
Well, I would estimate that you're probably about, well, you've got a headphone on, so it's hard to see.
Well, I can take them off. There you go. They're off now.
Right. And turning sideways.
This is what I look like naked without my headphones.
59 centimetres, but turning sideways. I have to see you sideways.
Oh, sideways, okay.
Yeah, right. About 59 centimetres.
59 centimetres. So this hat now, Brenda's going to take pictures, so we put them on the website. Right. If you're curious to see them, I think I look ridiculous with a hat. But at any rate, what's this kind of hat now? It's blue anyway, and
this
it feels
is blue,
like wool.
And it's wool. It's a wool mix.
Yeah.
And the reason
it's
why...
It's too big on me, that's for sure. Picture.
Slightly too big, okay.
Yeah, it's resting on my ears, Brenda, as you can see. I feel like a rabbit. The headlights, quite literally.
You look like you're...
Well, we can make one to fit. And it's very important.
You look like you're in The Godfather.
That's that one. Yeah, it is.
It's very important that the hat fits.
This one is wool and black. It's a little bit neater fit.
It's a better fit.
Yeah. It still feels just a little bit snug. A little bit big, yeah. Or, well, actually, a little bit too big, rather. No, actually, maybe it's okay.
Slightly.
Maybe it's okay. What do you think?
Very slightly. I'd have to measure your head. And, I mean, those hats are off the rack, so they're not to your head measurement at all.
And that was a kind of a dark grey one. Now, this is a tan. Well, what colour is this? Oh, this is also too big.
This is Loden.
Yeah.
It's a Loden colour. It's another wool mix.
I'm sure this is lousy here, for is, people listening on radio, but at any rate, we've put the pictures up and people can
There's
have
a grey
a look
hat.
If they want.
I believe you're very fond of blue and navies.
I like blue, yeah. And
pull that down a little
kind
bit
of like
more.
Grey as well.
Actually, now,
this is like something that Al Pacino wore in The Godfather
yes,
Part 1.
Yes, a little bit like that, yeah.
This hat that I'm wearing now. So if you saw that movie and you can remember what Al Pacino wore, this hat looks exactly like that. So I'd have to be wearing a pinstripe suit or something.
No, not necessarily.
No. Well, I can hardly get away with it, my broke back mountain shirt that I'm wearing today, the Czech shirt.
Well, we can give you a Western hat for that.
Yeah.
That's no
What's
problem.
This about Jerry Ryan and cowboy hats?
Oh, way, way back when line dancing was huge, nobody could get a Western style hat. And we were doing, we had Garth Brooks coming to town and he played
Garth.
In Dublin. Garth Brooks, mm-hmm. Yes. And because he always wore his trademark Stetson hat. And there was a huge, huge demand for Stetson hats. And nobody was making them. And when I heard about that, I phoned in and I told him, I'm making them. And he said, get down to John Shevlin. I was in Parnell Street at the time. Get on down to John Shevlin and he'll sort you out with a hat.
And they did.
And they did. And when the, actually at once, am I allowed to mention the banks? At one, when the banks had money and...
You made a hat for Shawnee, did you?
No, they had,
Eugene Sheehy?
They had a Christmas party one year. And the theme was a Western theme.
Oh, yeah.
And all the managers at the party were given a Western hat. And there were 500 hats made for them.
And how much did each hat cost?
At that time, probably they were good. They went in at wholesale price. They would have been less than €30.
Anyway, lovely to meet you. So where are you based again?
Based in Cows Lane Designer Studio, Essex Street West, Temple Bar, right opposite the Gaiety School of Acting.
You can have a look at the pictures online if you're curious and see what you think for yourself. I've taken some pictures of Brenda and I think she looks much more interesting in a hat than I do. What are you showing me there?
I also have a special James Joyce hat.
Oh, it's probably the most famous hat in the world, the James Joyce hat, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Unmistakable.
Because I'm also, I dress as James Joyce and...
Well, you look very like James Joyce, in fact. You look very like him. There's a picture of you there outside the Mansion House. We'll put those on the website as well. Our number is 1850-715-900. Used to wear a trilby, a fedora or a cap in my 20s. Now I'm in my 40s. I usually wear a hard hat at work. Have had melanoma but won't wear a hat. Baseball caps make me look like a half-wit. And others, the ageing, I agree with you, Derek. Who would want to emulate Michael Jackson and Pete Doherty? And, five theories as to how the hat died. Apparently, number one, supposedly men who returned from World War II had grown tired of wearing hats, specifically helmets during the war. And when Kennedy booked the trend and didn't wear a hat to his inauguration speech, this may have given men the go-ahead to forgo wearing hats altogether. Man, that was several years later, but anyway. Clark Gable apparently killed the undershirt industry after he bared his chest in It Happened One Night. No one has ever proven this, but it has been accepted as fact. Yet the film was released during the Great Depression, as when many people probably trying to save money had thus not buying undershirts anymore. What's it got to do with hats? Hats have been on the decline in sales popularity for many years. The car may have run over the hat. Before the 1940s, cars were not as streamlined, with airflow being a problem, causing men to wear hats to protect themselves. However, after vehicles started to become more streamlined and enclosed, men no longer needed to wear hats to protect themselves. Well, okay. But everybody had a hat. In fact, it was most working men who didn't and couldn't afford cars of their own who wore hats. When I was a kid, anyway. According to Neil Steinberg's book, Hatless Jack, the president, the fedora and the history of American style, hats declined due to nonconformity. During the 1960s, youth ruled and conformity was the enemy. So the decline in hats could have been just a natural progression in the decade, with Kennedy simply one of many refusing to give into the societal expectations. Plus, in terms of youth, young people didn't wear hats. Wearing a hat was seen as something old men did, which is what I kind of think. Having said that, I consider myself an elf now at 45 as well.
Well, people can check
Sorry
out the website.
Sorry to all other
40-somethings
who don't want to consider themselves as old. Tough, it's too late. You're old. You're over the hill and you're left on the shelf.
Stop it, will you?
The hat may have just died from natural causes. This is number 5. In the past, wearing a hat was seen as formal and proper. After all, there were places for people to hat check their hair, where at hotels and restaurants. However, perhaps time had just reached a point where the lines were blurred. Hats were no longer intuitive or of class. They were simply a fashion statement. Plus, since hats were once indicative of a forced fashion statement involving uniforms, people were possibly more apt to stray from wearing hats. Like most urban legends, we can never know for sure what caused men to stop wearing hats. It's doubtful that Kennedy worn a hat while addressing the inauguration audience that men would still be wearing hats today. Yet it's an interesting world to think about, a world where everyone looks like Don Draper.